Welcome to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, Episode 55. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, and as a certified Snowflake user, I'm here to guide you through the ins and outs of commands for data loading in Snowflake. Our goal is that by the end of this podcast, you'll not only be well educated about these commands, but also perfectly equipped to use them to pass the Snowflake Core Certification exam. Let's dive in. Data loading in Snowflake is an essential skill, pivotal for managing data effectively in the cloud ecosystem. Snowflake provides a variety of commands and tools to make this process smooth and efficient. Understanding these options is critical for anyone looking to leverage Snowflake's full potential. Today, we're covering everything from the get and put commands to stages, pipes, and copy statements. Let's start with the basics. The put and get commands. The put command is used to stage files from a local file system to Snowflake's internal stage or a cloud-based stage, making them ready for loading into Snowflake tables. Conversely, the get command allows you to retrieve data from Snowflake stages back to your local file system. It's essential to master these commands for efficient data management. Next on our list is the copy into command. This is the workhorse for loading data into Snowflake. It allows you to copy data from a stage file into a Snowflake table, and it's extremely versatile, supporting various file formats and loading options. Understanding the copy into command syntax and options can substantially streamline your data loading processes. Don't forget about stages. Stages in Snowflake serve as temporary storage areas for data files before they are loaded into Snowflake tables. There are mainly two types of stages, internal and external. Knowing how to navigate these, including creating and managing stages, is key to efficient data handling. We also can't overlook Snowpipe. Snowpipe is Snowflake's continuous data ingestion service that automates loading, allowing you to load data into Snowflake tables almost in real time. Setting up and managing Snowpipe requires understanding its components, such as pipes, file formats, and copy statements. It's a powerful tool that can significantly enhance your data loading capabilities. Lastly, let's talk about best practices for data loading in Snowflake. Ensuring data quality before loading, using file formats that match your data structure, and monitoring load jobs are some of the strategies that can help you maintain an efficient data ecosystem. Remember, mastering these commands and tools is not just about passing the exam, it's about equipping yourself to handle data proficiently in a cloud environment. Practice using these commands in real scenarios and don't hesitate to explore Snowflake's documentation and community forums for additional insights. That wraps up episode 55 of our Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I hope this deep dive into commands for data loading in Snowflake has been enlightening. Keep practicing, stay curious, and I'll see you in the next episode where we'll explore another exciting aspect of Snowflake. Until then, I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, wishing you a successful journey in mastering Snowflake. Goodbye.